Leaving a Mark. Dinosaur Discoveries. Leaving a Mark. Many people are fascinated by dinosaurs. Maybe because these incredible creatures ruled Earth so many years before humans existed. Dinosaurs left their marks in places all over the world, and this evidence of their lives gives us valuable information. Although they are not always easy to find, many signs of dinosaurs have been found in rocks, in mud, and under sand. This evidence has helped scientists understand more about these ancient creatures and allowed them to piece together the puzzle of how and why the dinosaurs lived and died. Millions of years ago, in different time periods, dinosaurs ruled Earth. Dinosaur body fossils. Body fossils are the remains of dinosaurs that have been buried for millions of years and turned into rock. It is rare to find a whole dinosaur skeleton or even a whole skull. The skull was made up of small pieces that fell apart easily. However, many bone and teeth fossils have been found separately. This may be because the dinosaurs' bones were moved around by animals, water, or bad weather. Teeth are the most common body fossils that are discovered today. This is because teeth are made up of the hardest kind of bone and can survive even after the bones of the rest of the animal are turned into dust. Often, the teeth are the only part that remains of the dinosaur. Megalosaurus teeth. A whole dinosaur skeleton. Skull. Rare body fossils. The rarest fossils of all are the inside parts of the dinosaur, such as the heart, brain, and lungs. These parts were soft tissue and rotted quickly once the animal died. However, if mud filled the body of a newly dead dinosaur, it could leave a cast. While the shape of the skull and the position of the eyes and nose tell scientists a lot about the brain, casts of brains give enormous amounts of other information. One of the most well-preserved brain fossils ever found was that of an Allosaurus. Scientists believe that an Allosaurus probably only heard loud and low sounds because the part of the brain that controlled hearing was not well developed. The Allosaurus' eyes were small and faced outward from the sides of the face, so scientists are fairly sure that the dinosaur had poor eyesight. A fossilized brain. Life-size model of an Allosaurus. Dinosaur trace fossils. Some of the most interesting fossils are not part of the dinosaur itself. Dinosaur trace fossils are the marks a dinosaur left behind in soft surfaces such as sand or mud. Trace fossils may be footprints, tooth marks, skin impressions, or even droppings. The trace fossils can show how dinosaurs lived and what a dinosaur may have been doing at the time it made the trace. Body fossils don't give this information. Trace fossils can only be formed while a dinosaur is alive. Mostly, they are formed exactly where they happened and cannot move from the place where they were made. An Archaeopteryx trace fossil. Dinosaurs walking through soft mud left footprints that are now trace fossils. Footprints. Record of a moving animal. The most common types of trace fossils are footprints. Any dinosaur that lived could have left many footprints. A lot of these footprints are deep under the ground, and no one has ever seen them. They can be seen only when the top layers of rock are worn away, exposing them. The footprints can show how an animal moved and lived. They can show the size of the dinosaur, how heavy it was, and the way it walked. They can show something about how fast the dinosaur moved. Footprints can even show how a dinosaur carried its tail and the dinosaur's position while it was resting. Miners uncovered dinosaur footprints in Alberta, Canada. Dinosaur behavior. A single line of footprints probably meant that the dinosaur lived alone. Sometimes, large groups of dinosaur footprints are found together. This shows that some dinosaurs traveled in groups, perhaps to find more food or escape cold winters. Sometimes, smaller footprints are found inside larger dinosaur footprints. This could mean that the older, stronger dinosaurs led the group, while younger ones were protected in the middle. Where the footprint is found can also give information about the environment the dinosaur lived in or passed through. Groups of dinosaur footprints on a riverbed. Size, movement, and speed. Scientists have worked out the size of a dinosaur by measuring the length and the width of its footprints. The height of a dinosaur's hip would usually have been about 4 times the length of its footprint. Some dinosaurs' fossilized footprints are close together, which shows that the dinosaurs walked upright. Scientists can even tell how the dinosaurs moved by measuring the angle of the footprints and the distance between them. How fast were dinosaurs? Nobody really knows. But the size of the footprint can tell whether a dinosaur was a slow mover or a fast runner. The Diplodocus probably moved slowly. The Struthiomimus could have been very fast. Skin trace fossils. Another rare type of fossil is a trace fossil of skin, which might have been left when a dinosaur sat down in mud. Patterns of the skin were printed into the mud, which finally turned to stone after millions of years. Trace fossils of skin are very valuable to scientists. They can give clues about what a dinosaur might have looked like. Of course, the fossils do not show any color, just patterns. Some skin fossils have been found with bumps and sharp bits. These trace fossils show that the dinosaur's skin gave it protection. Skin print from a Corythosaurus. Droppings, trace fossils. Some trace fossils are actually dinosaur droppings. Droppings can tell a lot about what the dinosaur ate. Some droppings have been found with plants in them. Some have been found with bits of teeth and bones. By looking closely at the droppings, scientists have been able to learn how the dinosaur might have eaten its food. Some dinosaurs may have chewed food, while others may have just swallowed it down. The shape and size of the droppings also give information about the dinosaur. They can tell about the shape of the dinosaur's insides and how big they might have been. Carnivore or herbivore? A scientist looking at dinosaur droppings. Young dinosaur trace fossils. Nests. Some of the most exciting traces ever found are young dinosaur nests and eggs. Some nests that have been found were just holes in the ground covered with plants. Other nests have been found in groups, showing that these dinosaurs nested close to each other. Nests have even been found with adult dinosaur bones over the top. Scientists think that the adult dinosaur was probably keeping the babies warm. Baby dinosaur bones have been found in nests. The longest bones found were about 1 meter long. Scientists think that baby dinosaurs probably stayed in the nest until their bones had grown to that size. The skull of a baby dinosaur. Trace fossils of Therizinosaurus eggs. Egg fossils. Dinosaurs laid eggs, but many never hatched. Some eggs were buried by sandstorms, and after time became fossilized. Many of the fossilized eggs were so well preserved, scientists can see a skull, tiny claws, teeth, and jaw bones. Some dinosaur eggshells are harder than others. Scientists have different opinions about why. Some say that the shell needed to be hard to protect the babies from predators. Others say that the shell needed to be hard to keep the egg from breaking when the parent dinosaur sat on it. A fossilized dinosaur was found with its front legs wrapped around the top of the eggs. This may have been to protect the eggs from the sun in the day or to keep them warm at night. Model of baby Therizinosaurus in egg. A dinosaur egg compared with a chicken egg. An Archaeopteryx trace fossil. Even though Komodo dragons and crocodiles and alligators are thought to be modern-day dinosaurs, the world has changed a great deal since those first ancient creatures roamed it. Learning about dinosaur fossils helps people understand the way that environments can change and why some animals have become extinct. It helps people learn about a world that was very different from the one we live in today. While we have learned a great deal about dinosaurs by studying body fossils and trace fossils, there is still so much more to be learned about these ancient creatures and our planet. A Mononychus skeleton. A man with a model of a Mosasaurus. Index. Alberta, Canada. Allosaurus. Archaeopteryx. Brain. Carnivore. Corythosaurus. Diplodocus. Eggshells. Environment. Herbivore. Komodo dragons. Mosasaurus. Megalosaurus. Mononychus. Patterns. Scientists. Skull. Struthiomimus. Teeth. Therizinosaurus.